This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Consider for a moment the great conundrum of the millennials. Companies far and wide are trying to figure out what makes this generation tick so as to sell them more stuff. Companies, sometimes the same ones, sometimes not, are also trying to figure out how to get talented millennials to come work for them. And Wall Street is not immune. Not long ago, finance had its pick of the best and the brightest. But with their reputations still recovering from the financial crisis and tech careers all the rage now, banks are having to work a lot harder to scoop up top talent. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports on one big bank that is trying something different.
Part of how Kevin Miranda decided on a banking career involves a very unexpected place, the school playground at a low-income community in Ecuador. Miranda and several of his Boston College classmates spent time there during a school break, connecting with young students and learning about community development. He also volunteered in Peru for a nonprofit, teaching English to students with limited resources. Service is big for him.
One of the issues that I find very important is education inequality. That's something I'm passionate about in terms of improving, especially in developing countries.
That may not sound to you like a student bound for banking, but the senior graduating with a degree in international studies is taking a job at Citigroup. But Miranda's not joining the waves of dark-suited young men and women directly from school.
Before I become an analyst, I accepted a spot in a fellowship in which I'll complete a year of service.
And this is not some gap year thing he cooked up himself. It is part of his job at Citi, in partnership with a nonprofit called Service Corps. Citi pays him 60% of base salary during the year, where he'll work to grow opportunities and partnerships for charitable organizations. Then he'll start work at the bank. The chance to be at a nonprofit before banking was key to Miranda's choice of employer.
I knew this essentially would give me the best of both worlds. I think having both those experiences could help me develop as a person and as a professional and help me get some really good perspective on what I think I should do to impact the world.
He's part of the first class of Citigroup hires in the bank's Year of Service program. It's a pilot for now, with just a handful of participants. There's a warm and fuzzy, altruistic exterior to this, but beneath it are hard business realities. Banks need to draw the best students to win. Citi's betting that offering a year of service will make it more competitive in recruiting.
This is the future of the firm.
Raymond McGuire is Citi's global head of corporate and investment banking.
The generation wants to make a difference. They want to make certain that the talents they have, the skill sets that they've developed, can be deployed in the workplace, but importantly, outside of the workplace as well.
The year of service is part of a larger program aimed at keeping Citi's young bankers happy, including opportunities for current employees to do shorter service projects, emphasis on work-life balance, and faster paths to promotion and new challenges. Other banks are also making changes to appeal to younger workers.
I've been in this business for 30-some-odd years. I've seen different cycles of how we manage our talent. This is a different dynamic.
You can see this play out at Princeton, historically a fertile recruiting ground for Wall Street. Nearly half of 2006 Princeton grads with full-time jobs worked in finance and insurance. Last year, that number was down to 21%. Valin Sanghvi runs Princeton's Career Services Office. He says more companies are making service opportunities part of their pitch because students demand them.
They look at the opportunity to do something radically different, something that might have a strong service streak, and they see it as a particularly low-risk period in their career where they can immerse themselves in it.
He says big consulting firms are also experimenting more with letting new hires do service before their start date, and companies of all kinds are offering employees time to use their skills for social good. Here's Kevin Miranda again.
It's essential that my generation is able to have that type of learning experience to personally grow and then ultimately professionally grow.
Wall Street is slowly realizing how the recruiting game is changing. What'll be interesting to watch is whether this new generation of bankers actually changes Wall Street itself. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.